You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am coming to you from simply beautiful, sunny, but cold Atlanta, Georgia. You know, if you're listening to this show today, I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here, and you're going to receive the downloads, your aha moments, the inside the wisdom that you need for your life. Well, I pray you are making a decision to have a great day today. You know, it is a decision, right? Because you create your own reality moment by moment. Well, I am doing good and have been doing really great here in the ATL. Just had a very powerful session over the weekend with my Create Your Best Life, where I was giving, and I invited Peter Adams also. I lost my voice last week. The doctor told me to rest my voice. And so Peter and I just had a wonderful time just sharing with people all over the world, and I'm so grateful for it. I want to remind you to follow me on social media. On Twitter and on Instagram is LOA Constance. If you are on Clubhouse, I want to invite you to follow me. It's also LOA Constance. LOA stands for Law of Attraction. Of course, y'all know that. And on Facebook, it's Coach with Constance. All right. So my guest today, I have two guests, and they're listeners, and they're going to be talking to you about what baby steps they have taken, or what daily rituals they currently are utilizing, or what daily or weekly challenges, I got that out, they are currently using in order to begin creating their best life for 2021. You know, it's the end of January, and the question is, who are you being, and what have you been doing in January? So I can't wait to hear what they have to say. And lastly, I want you to remember that I know that this show has been a blessing to you, that you are inspired, that you are motivated and transformed. And I just have a simple principle that I use in my own personal life. And it's simply this: whoever blesses me, I invest back in them and bless them. And so if you feel led and you want to pay it forward for someone else, so someone asked me, well, how can you pay it forward? I'm going to be really coaching and working with a lot of women in Africa. My mentor, Bishop Victor Uzosiki, he is the bishop over 400 churches. So I'm going to start doing Zoom calls and coaching with those ladies. So you're paying it forward for them. And so I'm thanking you in advance for your gift. And I always say, whatever you give will be returned back to you a hundredfold. It's so many ways, so many miracles, so many opening of doors and opportunities. It's my prayer for you. All right. February is the month of love. Every month is the month of love. But I really want to highlight my breakthrough relationship coaching. You know, the first therapy group that I conducted was 25 years ago, and I entitled it Women Who Love Too Much. So I'm giving a shout out to all my single ladies, or to women who are in relationships, and you just know in your gut that is just not working. Y'all know women, we know. And maybe during the pandemic time, you've been feeling like, wow, you know, Constance, you know, this dating stuff just doesn't work, or if it's God's will for me, I'll meet somebody. No, it's not. God is not holding anything back from you. But coaching with me, I'm going to really help you over a 60-day period to really heal your pain, your abandonment, your past relationships, and really put you in the vibration, in that feminine energy. I want you leading with your feminine energy of being rather than your doing, putting you in the feminine energy of renewed self-esteem, self-love, and value, and then attracting from that place. You know, so essentially you will have three sessions with me over a 60-day period. I'm going to give you my Attracting Genuine Love book absolutely free, my Attracting Love Affirmation absolutely free, my Loving Yourself Affirmations free, and you'll get a coaching assessment, and we're going to come up with a plan at the end of those 60 days, and you will have 15-minute accountability calls. So if you're ready to invest in yourself, invest in love, if you feel worthy, I am ready, Constance. Wishing and hoping, praying, and I'm not saying praying doesn't change anything, but what state of consciousness? You know, we live in states, and I'm just telling you, I'm a living witness, and I have helped probably thousands of women, because I did have a major contract with the state of Georgia where I traveled around and I dealt with women for 5 years in these specific areas. Aren't you tired of waiting? Aren't you ready for love? Aren't you worth the investment? So let's do a discovery call so that I can listen to you, sort of hear your story and where you want to go with manifesting love. So email me this week, Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Let's chat. We'll do a quick Zoom call so that we can see each other. And then let's get started with really breaking through anything that's holding you back. You know, it don't take God long. And really, it's not God, it's you getting in alignment. It's you getting in the vibration of. It's you getting in the consciousness of love so that you can lead from your feminine energy. I'm talking to ladies. So you can lead from your feminine energy and to begin to attract genuine love from a place of value, from a place of renewed self-esteem and self-concept. And I'm excited for you, excited about talking to you this week. So everybody, we're going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with my first guest, and Miss Christy, and she's going to be talking to us about what she's doing during the month of January to really create those baby steps, those action steps to really create a great life for her. Everybody, stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm excited about my show today. I am teaching you on how you can take small baby steps and make anything happen one step at a time in 2021. I'm teaching you about what have you been doing, taking an inventory, what you've been doing over these last 30 days. I'm teaching you how to baby step your way towards change. So I got two folk. They don't know each other. One lives in Atlanta, one lives in Georgia. They're going to be sharing with you what they did to begin to baby step their life in 2021. So I got Miss Christy here looking all beautiful and everything all the way from Florida. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mad at her because she lives in Tampa. And for my international listeners, the Tampa Buccaneers and Tom Brady are going to the Super Bowl. I don't know how I feel about that, but I love Christy.
Oh, anyway. I feel pretty good about it.
So, Christy, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Right. I want you to share your experience. I know 2020 was not an easy year for you. So kind of talk about what made you begin to make the decisions about taking different steps. What are you doing? What habits are you forming, etc.?
Yes, you're right about that. 2020 was a really difficult year for my family, and not just because of COVID and the pandemic, but it was actually really hard for us before that. My son was going through a lot of anxiety and depression before the pandemic even hit. And then when the pandemic hit, it just, just tightened everything 10 times. A lot of families are going through the same thing right now, and it's been really difficult. But, we got to the end of the year of 2020 and we got through it. And December for me was sort of a tipping point. While things were getting much better on the home front, we were also, I kind of ate and drank my way through December.
Boy, can I relate to that.
So everywhere we were, we didn't do a whole lot going out of the house or anything, but say date nights were not date nights anymore. It would be splitting a bottle of wine with my husband on a Friday night, and then that would turn into two bottles of wine. Or, we'd go through exams with the kids and, have that, kind of that stereotypical mom glass of wine after the kids go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I was really sort of coping in very unhealthy ways. I was eating every holiday food that you could think of. We were baking cookies, cinnamon buns. I was eating everything. And so by the time, and I think we all have this version of ourselves that we reach and we look at, maybe it's a number on the scale and you see, I hit this number that I promised myself I'd never hit. And then you can tell that things are kind of going out of control. And so I decided that in January, kind of with everybody else, I was going to make some changes in my life in January. And I...
Let me stop here. Okay, listening audience, she made a decision. All right. Change begins with a decision.
That's right. And that was... That's when I started to look inward. I started to see all these warning signs. Oh my gosh, this month has been kind of a hot mess for me. I really need to make some changes in order to get back on track in my life and get back on track with my health. I had some eye-opening things happening with my health while we were going through the pandemic as well and with the stuff in my family. My blood pressure was at an all-time high. My cholesterol was going up because I was eating like garbage. And I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder. And all of these things had culminated from all of the habits that I had kind of surrounded myself with, and unhealthy coping mechanisms and eating foods that weren't healthy for my body, and all of the stress and not coping with the stress. In a healthy way. So this was sort of eye-opening for me. And I decided that if I'm going to live a healthy life and be productive and be there for my family, I really needed to make this change as soon as possible. And I I joined a program of some friends of mine were doing it. It was a challenge. It's called 75 Hard. If you see it on social media, 75 Hard, hashtag 75 Hard. It's basically you change your habits for 75 days. This to me was, I like to do things. So within this program, it is baby steps in the program, but the program itself is sort of massive action. And right. So sometimes I kind of throw myself into taking a massive action step because a big change needs to happen. But I do know as well that while I'm doing this big massive change, I kind of back it off to have baby steps within that framework. So the five things that you have to do for 75 days within this program are you drink a gallon of water, you eat a healthy diet or lifestyle, you work out twice a day, once indoors and then once outdoors for 45 minutes each, which I knew that was going to be kind of the biggest challenge. And you have to take a progress picture every day and you have to read 10 pages of nonfiction every day. Many of these things.
Let me make a stop. Let me make mm-hmm. a statement. So for people who are listening, you might say, wow, that is too much for me. But what I want you to see is you can baby step and create your own challenge. Mm-hmm. And so your own challenge might be the first week I'm going to add an extra glass of water. So since we're talking about weight and health, that's where I'm putting it. Your baby step might be, I'm not going back to school right now to get my degree, but I am going to take one course online. Your baby step might be, I'm going to add vegetables for my evening meal. Your baby step might be, I'm going to exchange a healthy snack for that big old bar of candy. So I want mm-hmm. everybody to tune in to those baby steps are built into your challenge.
Yes. So the baby steps for me, especially with the workouts, I didn't go, all in on these strenuous, ridiculous 45-minute sweat fests. I basically started easing back because I hadn't worked out in about a year. And this was wow. a problem about, with me not taking care of myself and not putting myself first in any area of my life. So this to me was an opportunity to have, I reframed it. It wasn't 45 minutes of two workouts. It was 90 minutes a day of me time. And that sounds crazy. Because who has 90 minutes for themselves a day? But this was something that I was willing to visit for myself. Okay, I'm gonna try and do this. And it took, and it wasn't hard workouts. It would be a 45-minute walk outside. I've now asked my dad to join me, and my dad hasn't been getting out of the house. He's got some underlying conditions and we socially distance walk. I walk about, 5-6 feet behind him and we still have conversations, but we go out for our 45-minute walks and I'm watching him have progress. Our first walk was he couldn't walk for 45 minutes total. The second walk, he not only walked it, he walked it faster. The next time he was walking, we walked further. And so it's helping him too get healthy and, strengthening our bond. And all of these little things have turned out over the past. Now I'm on day 26 out of 75. And I've seen all these gifts just pop up in the middle of it. I had to learn how to prioritize my life, how to fit me time in, I'm on my third book, just because I'm giving myself some time to read. And when you really think about how much time in the evening you have where you're binging on Netflix series, which is what I would have done, or, Dateline and a bottle of wine, which was our Friday nights, there's time. You have time. I found time where I didn't think it existed.
Right. So, let me make a statement right here, Christy, because she prioritized to really align the time spent. And she set boundaries. No, I'm not doing Netflix, but I'm aligning my priority with how I spend my time. However you spend your time, it's like money. You're spending your life. You're spending your energy. And so I see all kinds of wonderful baby things happening in the middle of you making this decision during the month of January to change. So for listeners, what can you begin to do? What baby step, what challenge can you begin to take? I have a client in Tokyo. She did the 75 days hard. She said it radically changed her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not just a physical, it's not supposed to be focused on your physical well-being, although it does help your physical well-being. It's supposed to be more of a mental challenge. And for me, I really needed a framework to operate within that would help me stick to something for a substantial amount of time. And if 2020 taught me anything, it was that I can do hard things. And this was one of those things. Well, you know, if I'm going to do hard things, I'm going to do them deliberately this time. And I'm going to do it in a way that benefits me and my family. And my kids are watching. I wanted Chick-fil-A last weekend. I was going through the drive-thru with my son who, after one of his practices, and, you know, I was getting him Chick-fil-A. He wanted it. I wanted it. But, and I said, you know, I had to weigh out, am I going to break my 75 hard today? Because actually, if you break it, you have to start back at day one. And I was already in my 20s. So I'm like, all that work for Chick-fil-A to break it for Chick-fil-A. And I almost didn't care for a second.
I know how that happens.
The smell of these fries.
Let me make a statement, Christy, because what happens neurologically, what's happening to Christy and what's happening to anybody who decides to do something different, neurologically, your brain begins to change and creates new neural paths where your body will begin to align with your intention. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm so proud that you're sharing this with listeners, because you have to really be intentional. So, mm-hmm. Do you believe that you can create an amazing life by baby stepping your life every day, every week with consistent steps?
Yes, it has been no short of a miracle having to just planning in the baby steps in my day and not looking to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the next 70 days that seems so far away, but instead tomorrow and today and meal by meal and minute by minute, and structuring my day in a way that kind of gave me control back of my life, where I'm controlling the outcome of this day. I'm controlling what's happening to me. And then what would happen when I had set myself up for this would be little mini miracles. You know, I'd go outside and, you know, maybe I didn't plan that well and I still had an outside workout to happen. And so I would go out in my backyard and I'd do nighttime yoga at 8 p.m. Under the stars, and it would be beautiful. And it would be this just kind of soul-filling experience out of nowhere, you know. So little things, when I find myself moving throughout my day and planning things, you know, all of these other little external things happen. You know, I'll be on a walk with a friend and an eagle will fly overhead.
Right.
Just beautiful moments are happening as I continue to go through, you know, with each moment that
moment
I'm creating.
Mm-hmm. So in what other area have you made a choice in January? We know January is a pivotal month. It's when we make our decisions. Are you doing anything else differently?
So I did join also for my business a mastermind, a group of people who are all entrepreneurs who are at various stages in their business. And it's all led by people who have been where I am and who are at now where I want to be. So it's a wonderful circle of very talented entrepreneurs. And we have weekly calls and weekly tasks and things that all move our businesses forward. And so each week and each call that we have, I've been able to take steps toward making my business better and stronger and getting more clients and learning new skills. And that has been a blessing. So that has been something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, but now.
You made a decision.
Mm-hmm, made a decision.
You made a decision.
Mm-hmm. And it's there's a cost to it, but you mm-hmm. know, that's the choice, that the benefits are so huge. And it is going to be one of those things that really makes a difference in the success of my business.
That's so powerful, because I'm creating a mastermind myself, and I tell people, you're not spending money, you're investing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you see
Absolutely.
It as spending, that's a lack mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see it as investing, that's an abundance. And so you said you're in this mastermind. So tell me, what baby step have you taken in your business to move out of your comfort zone that you wouldn't have before?
Well, I'm on video more often. One of the things about being in my business online, it's a digital space, and I mm-hmm. teach people how to have a digital presence online. But what I need to do is show up more on camera and on video. And typically had that limiting belief of, oh, you've always been the behind the scenes person. You know, I always produce content for other people, and it's not really about me. I'm telling stories about other people. I'm a journalist as by trade. And so I'm always telling people, writing from behind the screen. Nobody really sees my face. Nobody knows who's writing it. It just is content that I produce that goes out there, you know? And that was a limiting belief. That's somebody had asked me, well, why aren't you on camera? And the thing that came out of my mouth almost on autopilot, as if it were a record that plays over and over in my head, because it was, oh, I'm a behind the scenes person.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm starting to step out of that role that I was playing so long, and starting to be, you know, the star of my own life, you know,
right.
Hey, this is not about everybody anymore. This is about me, and I have to show up. And in whatever way I'm going to show up is, how I'm going to be able to meet more people and get mm-hmm. more clients and show them what I have to offer them.
And so, see, listeners, God is not holding anything back from you. Christy had to make a decision to step out of her comfort zone. And my guest last week shared a profound mantra, which is, there are no failures, only feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And so Christy had texted me and said, Miss Constance, I got to do a video, and I'm scared, and I don't know what happened to me that day. But I just prayed about it, and I called her back and said, get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, get over yourself, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said you had to begin to tell yourself a different story, which I taught a show on that some weeks back. So what's the new story that you're using to step out of your comfort zone, take these baby steps to get in front of the camera? Because
mm-hmm.
you're the narrator of your own life. You're the director. You're the producer
mm-hmm.
of your own life.
Yeah. And I'm watching people all around me doing it. And so, you know, the old belief was, oh, that person can do it because they're this, this, and this. Well, no, I'm that too. I have experience. I am qualified. I do know my stuff. I'm not pretty enough. Well, you know, whether or not you're pretty enough, you have a message. And the message is more about the person you're delivering it to than you. So it's not about you. And you were right when you said that to me. It's not about me.
Did
Get
I say
my
that?
Own way.
I think I
you
said
did.
That.
You did. Uh-huh. And you've said that to me before. It's true. It's not about you. It's about the message you're delivering. And it's really important that you come from a place of service. And that's when I started to try and reframe it and try and make it about the information that I was delivering. Then the words started to come, because the other old soundtrack was, you can't really speak on camera without stumbling and saying and that was a problem for me. But one of the things that going on video a lot does is helps you figure out what you're going to say and
mm-hmm.
help you with that. I'm still but it matters less to me that I'm doing that. And when I don't put that pressure on myself, I can come up with what I'm going to say a little bit more freely.
I'm so glad I called and gave you that kind of slap you
yes,
in the face.
Yes, it was such a nice pep talk.
And you know, the interesting thing is I can tell where your life is going by your daily habits. Mm-hmm. And by whatever you're doing on a consistent basis. So if Christy keeps doing and being who she is in January with the three things that she shared with us, it was the mastermind, getting in front of the camera, and the 75 hard. Is that it? Yep. 75 hard. Mm-hmm. If she keeps doing that, I can tell you that those baby steps, those small wins, those small victories, that consistency will create the life that she desires. So the more you add to that, Christy and listeners, the more you're creating your own life. I said, life is not happening to you. It's happening through you. And that's I've right. said again and again, you're created by God, you're creative like God, and you're creating as a God. Mm-hmm. So right now, Christy, by your choices and by your habits, you're creating as God. I ain't mad at you, Miss Christy. Happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you've helped me so much over the past 2 years to get to that place where I could even begin to make choices and begin to see that you're co-creating your life. And I consistently get the wisdom that I need when I'm asking for it. It may not be that second, but all of a sudden I can feel myself moving toward I knew I needed to get healthy again. What pops up in my feed, or my friends are doing this plan. All right, well, there it is. There's my answer, you know. And everything just sort of flows and moves naturally when you're becoming aligned with who you're meant to be.
Like Jack Canfield said, paranoid conspiracy theories. Reverse paranoia is what he said. Believe that the whole universe is trying to help you, Christy, with mm-hmm. your health, with your well-being, with your mastermind classes, with everything else. And so that is powerful. So, you know, I know you had a tough year, tougher than most people, than a lot of people. What would you say to listeners about developing baby steps or becoming intentional in January?
I would say that whatever you're going through, first of all, if you're in a really rough place right now and you almost don't feel like taking massive action in any way is something that you can do right now, I would say, you know, the baby steps, sometimes baby steps is getting out of bed. Sometimes it's getting a shower. I get choked up because...
Go ahead. Go ahead. And I'm glad you got choked up, because I know last year that might have been on certain days all you could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then a lot of prayer. And if you don't know what the baby steps are, pray for them. Mm-hmm. And they will come for you.
Yeah. So I'm going to let Christy, don't cry your eyelashes off, Christy. I'm going to let Christy get herself together. And except remember that I said at the beginning, and I'm reading this, baby step your way toward change. And the interesting thing, Christy, is what you are doing, the more you do the mastermind, the more you get in front of the camera, baby steps always leads to quantum jumps.
Mm-hmm.
One day you're going to get in front of the camera and you're going to be able to talk just fearlessly for hours.
Yeah.
I saw the video that you sent to me and I was like, what's wrong with that young lady? You are so powerful. So don't be disturbed by baby steps, because baby steps develops consistency. It changes your brains neurologically. That's why I'm bringing on real people with real stories and real change. You heard Christy didn't have no Cinderella life last year.
No,
but
did
she
not.
She made a decision.
Mm-hmm. And I knew also, you know when to take the next, the baby steps to the next level. Mm-hmm. So you're, like I said earlier, your baby steps may be just going to the shower, making sure you get a shower or making sure you do your makeup and hair that day to make yourself feel better or be able to function. And then when you're doing that enough, you will know when the next, when the next baby steps get a little bit bigger. Now you're able to prioritize yourself a little bit more, or you're able to time opens up and you're able to focus on something entirely different. But all the baby steps lead to those moments. So if you're not taking the baby steps, you're not going to open up all of those other opportunities that happen once you're looking for your next baby steps.
So the thing is, organically, the law of momentum will kick in and say, boom, instead of walking 45 minutes, Christy, you and your dad will be up there. You may walk 52 minutes.
Yeah, and then I saw him running last time. He was running. It was it was amazing.
So, it is. Are you happy?
I'm happy. I am. I'm happy that things are going, that things are looking up now. It was such a rough year, when you're walking through it, you just have to keep walking to get through it. And then eventually you'll come out the other side. And now that I've come out of the other side, I'm able to change my focus a little bit and actually just in a good way, start to be proactive instead of just, kind of hovering with my head above water. Now I'm able to, actually breathe and move forward.
So. That is so powerful, I guess the last thing I want to say is I wanted to bring Christy on, and I'm going to bring Gabe on next to show you that they make, I don't know what Gabe's going to say, but Christy just made a decision. And one decision that you make can really radically change your life. So we know it is at the end of January. What would your life look like if you, like Christy, began to say, I'm going to take baby steps in these three areas? You decide what it is. You heard me say a baby step might be, I'm going to add vegetables for dinner. I'm going to exchange a candy bar for a healthy snack. I'm going to drink an extra glass of water. I'm going to get a certification. But baby steps creates small victories, which eventually turn into quantum leaps, which eventually creates an amazing life. I already know, Christy, I am so excited about the life that you're creating for 2021.
Thank you. I am too.
I love you. Excited. Thank you so much, even though you are a Tampa Buccaneer fan. Ooh. And I am a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Sorry.
And so thank you for sharing. So everybody, I want you to listen to my next guest, Gabrielle, who's going to be talking to you about his life, what he's doing, and his baby steps.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Here I am with a wonderful man who is going to share with you his real story. He's a real person, his real story and real change. What has he done in 2021 to begin creating his best life? And we're just sharing motivational stories of other people, but you can create your own rituals, your own baby steps, etc. So Gabrielle, Vodka, did I pronounce, it's not vodka like the drink, is it?
No, but it, but a lot of people remember me because of that, so that's okay.
Welcome back to the Law of Attraction, and I wanted you to come on as a male to kind of share what you're doing as a man, because men are very goal-oriented, black and white, a lot of men are, and just encourage other people to develop their own rituals, how-tos, everyday habits. How's it going in 2021?
Well, it's going very well. I mean, I'm transforming, and I continue to transform every day. And the way that that started is to be vulnerable. And I did not know how to be vulnerable. I never did. You know, I was criticized during my growing up and then my adulthood, early adult, is that when I hug somebody, I didn't give a good hug because I was very standoffish. And that's how my life was. It was just very standoffish. And by being vulnerable, and I'm working on it every day, is to do transformation. Like you say, and you've taught me, is from the inside out. So 2021 is a big year for me, a lot of transformation. And one of the techniques that I use is the stillness. And I think I use that maybe more often than before. I used to think about it, but now it's like every decision, a lot of the stuff that I do, which is normal, mundane stuff, I have stillness, and then I ask the universe. I want to download on what I make a decision here and how do I handle this? And boom, here it is.
Yeah, that's a powerful principle, because we know that you were president of a very dynamic and prestigious organization, and you chose to resign. So all of this is new for you in 2021. What are you going to do with yourself, Gabrielle? And so that's why I wanted you to come on and kind of share. You know, so one thing you're doing is kind of stillness so that the spirit can download what your next step should be.
Yes. Yes, you're exactly right. And, you know, my last day was December 31st, and I chose to start a new year in 2021. And I am transforming. So I'm doing a lot of remodeling at my home. I had to cancel an overseas trip to Latin America, which was planned because of COVID. And I am waiting for this download of stuff that I need to do, because I have a lot of experience on mentoring small businesses. Mm. So that's an area I'm focusing on. And I'm also focusing on some work that I already have a few clients for diversity, equity, and inclusion.
I love that.
I'm starting to work on that area. And then I also participated on some boards to get my expertise out. So it's a lot in a month. And I just follow with the universe, and I'm learning every day. I read a lot. I listened a lot. And one of the techniques, which I wasn't really sure, because I do a vision board every year. I did it with my children, was that I expected some outcomes, but I'm learning that I have to be open for whatever that outcome is, even though I want and I manifest what that outcome is going to be. But now it seems like, well, I'm sure it's going to go to that direction, but it may take me a different direction, even though I'm requesting that outcome or manifesting that outcome.
I love that, because what you're doing is you are detaching from the how, and you're trusting God of the universe, that God, you got my back. I think I know in my finite mind what's best for me in 2021, but I'm just open and detaching from the how. So you're sitting still. You are even though you got a lot of things that you could do, you're waiting to get the wisdom from the spirit as to should I do A, B, or C. That's very important, because that helps you to prioritize. Do you feel like you're doing that? Because I coached Gabe, and one thing I told him, he's very smart, but he needed to be led as to where should I put my time.
Yeah, that is true, and I have an issue with that. On prioritizing, because you're right. What am I doing in 2021? I've had days that I did not feel comfortable with myself. And what I mean by that is, okay, well, what am I going to do? And I said, whoa, is this my new life? And I said, I'm always busy. I have a schedule, and now I don't. So is that okay? And I said, you know, I think it's okay. So I'm starting to get used to that, my new transformation in 2021, to start saying, hey, this is good. This is good. I'm universally led, and it's going to take me to what I want to do. And it's happening. It is happening. I love that part.
Well, you know, let me share this with listeners, because Gabe said he has some days, and we all do, I do, where it's like, what is going on? We're so accustomed to being busy, not setting boundaries, focus in on other stuff, but he's flowing. He's saying, even though I don't have that busy schedule that I used to have, I'm making a decision to trust the universe, trust God. He's making a decision to detach from the how. And y'all know my new mantra for the year is be happy and get grateful and see what happens. Be happy now, stay happy, and see what happens. And so even on those days when he's feeling kind of out of sorts because he's so used to being busy, he's choosing to be happy, be grateful, and just go with the flow. So that's a great daily routine that I would encourage people to do.
Yes, I think that, you know, I had a daily routine when I had a schedule. I had to go to the office and manage employees and deal with businesses, et cetera, these meetings. And my routine was not enough. And you taught me to say, okay, my routine has to be more than just getting a card. Because I pull a card and he said, well, I added to my routine a meditation. I added to my routine a lecture from, you know, I read Miguel Ruiz, Don Miguel Ruiz, Living a Life of Awareness, and he has one page per, and I read that, and then I pull a card. So that gets me in tune with the day. So it's fabulous. I feel good. I feel fantastic.
That's a great way to begin creating your 2021, because we know it's your small daily habits. I can look at your habits and tell where your life is going to be in 2021. When you have strong daily rituals, you're creating a fabulous life. So what are you doing with your body and with relationship? Let's start with your body. What are you doing? Do you have a daily or weekly routine?
Yes, I do. I do a 5K 2 to 3 times a week. Obviously, the weather sometimes is an issue, but I'm trying to get that in. And if not, I'm on the phone, and then people say, what are you doing? I said, I'm walking. I said, I'm walking upstairs. I just go back and forth. I go up the stairs and downstairs. So I have to get that flow in my body. It's not enough, obviously, because I think we none of us do a lot of that enough. But that's what I'm doing with my body. Also, I do intermittent fasting, which I have my first meal. I have a cup of coffee, but I have my meal at noon, and that helps me to maintain my weight because my metabolism is slowing down. But the exercise really helps. So that's what I'm doing with my body, I guess. But I think it's mind, spirit, and body, and soul, and all that. But my body is important. And I think I have neglected my body. I seriously have.
That's great. So you're meditating, you're reading, you're sitting still. You got it going on, Gabe. I hear some noise in the background. Gabe is also remodeling his house because he's he's figuring out, you know, making a decision. What am I going to do with my house since he's free now? And, you know, he's a baller, y'all, so he don't really have to work. But he's trying to decide, am I going to stay in Atlanta? Am I going to just be free to travel, or what he's going to do? So he's sitting with what the Spirit is speaking to him. So you mentioned you did a vision board with your children. So talk about that. How is your vision board? How are you using that this year?
Wow. Well, so I manifested in my vision board. I've done them for 2-3 years. And this time, you know, it was with my two children. My first time for my son, it was the first time. So we did a meditation led by my daughter, because she's really also grasping the universe and manifesting. I think the vision, I categorize it in the areas of my new life, in my new 2020 transformation, which is body, you know, help and serve, because I love serving the community, and I'm going to continue. And I'm going through a certification now to be a business mentor for small businesses, which I'm going to do in an organization, a federal organization, that I'm going to be doing that. And I will continue to serve, and then I'm on these boards. And then the other piece is to travel. I know I can't travel because even I canceled a trip to Latin America, but I'm doing all this other work. So the universe, even though I'm gone for, was going to be gone for a month, hey, my life is filled right now with stuff and activities that's going to help me to propel what I'm doing in 2021.
I love that. And I love the fact that you're not busy. You're just not, you know, just being stuck on social media, but you are intentionally and consciously becoming aware of what should your next move be or do. And so Gabe is every day and every week putting his attention and energy only on what he desires. So here we go again, folks. Summary, you know, he's meditating, he's being still, he's reading, he is detaching from the how, he's flowing in the spirit when things don't turn out like he was supposed to be out of the country, and he's walking. So I have a question for listeners. What are you doing, and what baby steps can you begin to take to really create the life that you desire? I can look at Gabe's life in January 2021 and tell where he's going if he continues to do the same thing.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that I learned from you and your coaching is that I had to focus on myself. I did not focus on myself. I did not. I focus on everybody else but me. So now I'm making those decisions to focus on me. And it's not easy to focus on yourself. It's not. Because we're always focusing on somebody else. Okay, well, what am I going to do for myself? Well, that will wait later. No. And that's been a hard transformation for me, to focus on me.
Men especially are not taught, you know, men are taught, take care of the family, make the money, be the breadwinner, go out there and make it happen. But I'm so proud of you for focusing in on yourself. And the last thing we're going to talk about is, what are you doing in the area of relationships? I'm getting in your business. Okay, everybody, because it's January, and the question for everybody listening is, what do you desire to happen in your life in the area of relationships? It might be to release some relationships, to do inner healing with yourself so that you can attract the right person, to apologize, to forgive. I don't know what it is, but it is the end of January. And my question to you is, what are you doing? So, Gabe, I'm getting in your business. What are you doing every day or every week in the area of relationships?
Wow. Well, I had a list of homework that you gave me, which I'm following. I follow a lot what you tell me, and it's worked. Everything has worked. It's incredible. So I've been practicing. To be myself and not to impress with my imperfections. I am who I am. And I've been practicing with several single women. I have, regardless if they're free or not free, it doesn't matter right now. I think what matters is, and I have like a Zoom call next week with somebody in Latin America. I had one with somebody else in Latin America, and I'm practicing, and wow, it's like, really? There's, yes. So, you know, so that's what I'm practicing. So I wasn't that way before. I was always trying to be the man to impress, to be the man, to be somebody that I had to demonstrate. But no, I'm vulnerable. I am who I am, and that's enough.
Yeah, that is so powerful. That's a powerful state of being that Gabe is choosing to live in. And so it's this: I'm accepting and loving myself with all of my imperfections, with all of my faults, and all of the wonderful things about me. All of those components really define who I am, and who I am is enough. So I am not surprised that these women in all of these countries are attracted to you, because you're being authentically who you are. very powerful. So I just want to say in closing that if Gabe keeps up, so you guys, you know, it's so interesting. I'm like, is his name Gabriel, like the angel, or Gabe? But y'all know who I'm talking about. So if Gabe keeps up, if he is consistent, because it's about baby step consistency, if he keeps up his 5K runs, if he consistently does reading, meditation, detaching from the how, going with the flow of how things are happening, if he consistently gets in the vibration of who I am is enough with all of my imperfections, with all of the greatness that is about me, if he consistently sets boundaries and says no and only says yes to the projects, to the opportunities that he feels that the universe is downloaded to him, I can guarantee you in January 2021, by the end of December 2021, Gabriel would have created the life that he desired. It ain't no doubt about it. And so I said something last Sunday. You're created by God. You're creative like God. And you are creating as God in your life. So in January, everybody listening, you're creating as God by by those small baby steps, by what you do every day, by what you think. It does not have to be gigantic. Now, Gabe didn't say he runs a 5K every day. He says a couple of times a week. So it's the consistency. And so you got anything else you want to say? I can guarantee if he stays in those vibrations, is happy and grateful, he's going to create a miraculous life. It is not up to God. You are creative like God, and you're creating as God in your life.
Yeah, I guess in closing, it's I have learned so much in a short amount of time. I think there's never, you know, at my age and whatever age you're at, it's like when I mentor a business, they ask me, when is the right time to open a business? I said, right now. It's always open. And to transform myself, it's always now. And you could do it. I've done it. And I'm a testament that I continue the path and the journey, because right now is the time.
I love it. So once again, everybody, this is a real man, you know, real stories, you know, real situations and real change. I'm so happy for you. I'm going to have you back at the end of the year. So remember this interview, and we'll come back to it in December 2021. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. And y'all know my new mantra is, get happy, stay happy, get grateful, stay grateful, and see what happens. Everybody, have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.